Hello and welcome to the Faith and Football Podcast, where we discuss the intersection of our faith and the game of soccer. Tune in for insightful discussions and inspiring stories where the beautiful game meets spiritual reflection.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Faith and Football, the podcast where we intersect the beautiful game of football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, and our faith and how those two interact and intersect with each other. And I'm Rusty Bryant, and I'm looking at Logan, who's doing some sort of weird dance.
I was DJing the intro.
Well, I can't hear the intro because there's no intro for us. It's just for the listeners, so I have no idea what's going on. This guy, what a weirdo. But we've got a really, really cool episode for you today, and so we're super excited that we've got on the other line, on the call, we've got Aiden Von Essen, who is...
On the other side of the world.
On the other side of the world. Okay, first of all, welcome, Aiden. We're super excited that you're with us today.
Thank you so much, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so you got this funny accent, which is why you're on the other side of the world, because you do not live here. You live way down under. So tell us where you are right now, and what I'm really curious about is what's the time difference?
Yes, I have no idea. I want to know what the time is.
Yeah, I mean, we're 4:30 in the afternoon when we're recording this. Of course, people are listening to it at all hours, but I'm just really curious. Tell us where you are and what time it is, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I'm currently sitting in Newcastle, Australia. This is where I grew up majority of my life. Was born in Sydney, but then moved up here. Currently sitting in the car, overlooking the ocean. And just as I've said this, I've just seen actually some dolphins in the water, which is actually pretty cool. But yeah, it's 8:36 a.m. in the morning for me.
Okay, yeah, so it's... Okay, can I count?
Well, you can count. While you're counting, your view is much better than mine, because I'm just at the podcast table looking across at my kid.
I was
going to
say the same thing. I was going to say, I'm just looking across the table at my dad. It looks like it's about 16.
16 hours, is that right?
Yeah, because 8.
I didn't do the math.
4 plus 8 is 12. That's midnight. And then 8 more would be 8 in the morning.
So. It's time travel. That's what it is.
Time travel.
Okay, so before we get started, like, I didn't know you were back in Australia right now. So what
either.
So what's the situation? What are you? I mean, we're gonna get into kind of your soccer background and stuff like that. But right now, why are you back in Australia, and what are you doing currently?
Yeah. So. I graduated college in December 2023, and I came back for holiday, and then I'm set to return back to America in roughly 3 weeks. It's been a bit of a process with everything, with visa situation, and I also got my wisdom teeth out, so it's been a pretty hectic last couple months.
Wow.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, so I don't think I realized that you were graduating. I thought you were graduating in May. So we're going to get into all that. So here's why Aiden is on this call. So Aiden was one of our players last summer and played for Mississippi Brea and came down, and we just really enjoyed getting to know this guy. And just had a great experience with him, and our family just fell in love with him. And so we sent something out to all of our players recently, and we're like, hey, we started this podcast.
Whoa.
And
well, I need to interrupt.
Why?
Because that's not what happened. That's not the story. Aiden reached out to me directly after episode 2 of the podcast. It was before you sent the email out to the players.
Out. Okay.
I remember I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah, because you
showed
it to me.
There's a visual picture. And I was like, why did Aiden just text me? I was like, that's so random.
Yeah.
And I like immediately looked at it, and I was like, oh, this is like a, let me sit down and read this. I couldn't really do it while I was brushing my teeth. I read it. We'll talk about the message because it honestly meant so much to me. And then obviously when I told my dad, and I even told my mom, and she was just very thankful for the words that you were saying, and just kind of what the summer meant to you. So yeah, sorry for interrupting, but you were about to say the wrong story.
I mean, I was thinking that that was what prompted him to contact, but now I remember that, yeah, it all happened kind of.
He reached out before anybody else did.
Okay. Anyway, long story. Yeah. We're gonna shut up, Aiden. Yeah. All right. So yeah,
we're ready for you to talk. So we're ready for you to talk. So this is what we're gonna do. Why don't you go ahead and just start with your soccer career up until now?
Yeah, so look, it's been 21 years in the making, but I started playing football roughly around 3 years old, since I was a little guy, and absolutely fell in love with the sport. I was always quite an energetic kid growing up and just always had to be doing stuff. So for me, football was the best sport to play in that regards. Tried tennis, was good at it, loved it, but I didn't feel like there was, you know, that much adrenaline that that football gave me. But yeah, long story short, when I turned 18, I mean, I was playing in academies and made first team debuts at 16 and grew up really fast, I feel like, in the football world. And then played in Spain when I was 18, and then came home for 2 weeks. And then before I knew it, I was in discussions with an agency and sent me over to America, which is it's been one of the best decisions that I've ever made in my life.
So tell us about kind of your soccer journey as you got over here to America. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Who have you played with? And is there something in the future as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2019, I went to a school called Lake Erie College in Cleveland, Ohio, well, just 20 minutes outside of Cleveland. Never heard of this place before. I'm not even sure a whole lot of Americans even heard of this.
No, I've never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It was one of the best experiences of my life. It's a little college, D2 two school, but with amazing potential and some amazing players that I was fortunate enough to play with. Basically went in. They called it Little Lake Erie because they hadn't really achieved much in football. They were very little school and came in, and we all gave it our very best, and we ended up doing really well. Won some conferences, went to the NCAA tournament twice, went really far in football, and it was one of the best experiences, and definitely one of the most developing experiences in regards to just my journey and football in itself. I then played in Arizona for the summer, which was an amazing experience, and met some amazing people as well, of whom I'm still in contact with today. And then shortly after that, 2022, transferred to Belmont University, D1 school in Nashville, Tennessee, which you and you, Rusty, know about, and we've had conversations about. As I'm sure you're familiar with Nashville and Belmont. Here I am today. Well, first of all, one of the most important things from Belmont, I then went to Mississippi Brea, which, yeah, life-changing. Let me just say that. It was an amazing time. It was an amazing place, not just for my football, but just life in general and my faith. It really kickstarted my faith journey. And then went back to Belmont, and then here I am today. Football for me is still on the cards, and I have some bad news for you guys. Well, I mean, it's good news, but I will be playing for Little Rock in the summer, so we will come up against each other.
Oh, there it is.
It hurts.
Well, hey, but the best part about that is that we'll get to see you a few times.
That's right.
Exactly. There's a silver lining, you know. I'm looking forward to being able to come up to Mississippi and see everyone, to be honest. Even though we won't be playing on this side, it will be so good to see everyone.
Yeah, definitely. That's really cool. I wasn't sure what your plans were for the summer, and so I'm glad to hear that you're getting to come back to the States and getting to play. So, and it'll be great for us just to be able to see you again and reconnect in that way.
Yeah, and then beat you. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Vaughn, but your story of just your soccer journey is great. I mean, you know, small little D2 school, and then got a chance to play in the summer, and then went to a D1 school, and then came down and played for us this past summer. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's almost summer again. Wow. You said that Bria kind of kickstarted your faith. And obviously this is faith in football. So I want to kind of transition over to that a little bit. Would you mind just telling us kind of how the summer was impactful for you in that way, and then kind of how it kickstarted your faith journey?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's first and foremost important to say that I've always grown up believing. I've always grown up believing, and I went through numerous schools growing up, you know, whether it be Christian schools or Catholic schools. And I always believed, but I never really dedicated time to build a relationship with God. And I think that was the underlying missing part of my life in regards to my faith. I never really taken the time out to actually build a relationship with God, and see all the amazing things that he could do. You know, I always believed there was just that missing component in my life, and he showed his way. He showed himself to me in many different stages of my life, but I feel like I was so caught up in the moment and in everything going on that I was a bit blinded by everything. And it's only when I've taken a step back from everything and looked at everything that's happened in my life that you start to see that, you know, this and that, it's not just chance and it's not just coincidence that all of this happened and all of this aligned in the way that it did. There has to be something responsible for it, and that man is God, the big man upstairs. So for me, coming to Mississippi Bria, I was really loved the idea of not just going there just to play football. And the minute I got there, it was made aware that that was the case, because it just felt like a family. It just felt like the best culture to be a part of. And the biggest thing that stood out to me in terms of that was, you know, when you go to a new place and usually there's a time of settling, you go there and you're like, oh, okay, I think this is a good place. It'll take some time to get used to, and have everything kind of sort itself out before you start really getting attached to a place. For me, that connection was almost instant, you know. And just some background for all the people listening. Clinton, no offense, guys, it's not a place where there's the most, you can't, like, there's not all the stuff in the world to do.
There's nothing to do. That's what you're trying to say.
We have a bowling alley and a gym, and that's pretty much it.
But the great thing is that you're fixing to just say why it doesn't matter that there's nothing here. So keep going. Yeah. I love it.
Absolutely. And that was the major thing. Like, there wasn't a dull moment of my experience at Mississippi because of the people that I was surrounded with. And you very, very, very quickly learn that it doesn't matter that there's not that much to do, because there is when you're around such great people and such a great community. And it was a place that I look back and I think some of my best memories and some of my best moments and connections with people and some of the the most important lessons that I've learned was from that place as well. And that's really where I started to actually take a chance and dive deep into my faith and see what it could kind of offer me. And I've never looked back, really, from going to, you know, I will say this, I was always skeptical growing up and a bit naive because I went to a Christian school growing up and we would have chapels, they would call it, during the week. And you would walk into these chapels and my idea of Christianity was that it was a personal relationship with yourself and God. And for me, what made me skeptical is that you would walk into these chapels and it wasn't very, I guess you could say it didn't feel very deep and meaningful on a personal level. You'd walk in and there would be these disco EDM flashlights happening in the theater room and all this music playing. And there wasn't much scripture. There wasn't much reading. It was just a place where people were just dancing and singing along, which is great. But for me as a young kid who wanted to explore this part of my religion, it was something that kind of turned me away a little bit because for whatever reason. And I took a chance and, you know, here we are at fast forward at Clinton, Mississippi, and Rusty and Miss Heather are saying, who wants to come to church? And I think, yeah, let's do it. And we go to church on the Sunday. Most of the team went, to be honest. And it was such an amazing experience. Like, I think some people can very easily describe how they feel when they're in church and when they're singing and when they're listening to everything. But for me, it's hard to explain because it's just a feeling that you feel where you feel very close to God and very close to your religion. And it was just an amazing experience for me where you felt very connected and very included as a part of the community as well. And that kind of kickstarted everything. And I dived deep into my faith and, you know, I bought a journaling Bible, started reading the Bible and journaling and going down this path. And yeah, it's been an amazing experience and it's something that is still fresh and it's still developing and I'm still strengthening every day. And, you know, I'm no saint. I mess up, you know, every now and then and I'm constantly learning, but, you know, it's been a great experience thus far. And it's nice to know that you have someone holding your hand, walking through life with you.
You know, I'm just listening to just you kind of recount your summer with us. And man, it just like it's very humbling that we're a small part of your journey. But here's what I want to say. Like, we fell in love with Vaughn, as we call you, because just like from the very beginning, you know, you said that you felt right at home and we can sort of pick out the ones that's like, oh, we know we're about to get connected with this person. And you were one of those and your personality just fit in with our family. And so our family just really kind of fell in love with you. And, you know, the coolest thing is that, I mean, we saw, this is probably the most, I guess, that we've talked just in detail about those things from the summer, but we had a chance to have a lot of conversations throughout the summer just about different things. And so watching you start to grow during the summer was one of the coolest things that I've experienced. And it was also great because, like, I felt close enough to you to where, I mean, we had conversations that, like, I would only have with my kids, you know, that kind of conversation.
Yeah. Like, I remember
real,
those.
Like, real-life conversations and, you know, hard things sometimes. But, I mean, that just says a lot about who you are, because you were able to have those conversations with me. And I wish that I had that relationship with every single player that comes through here.
I absolutely love, just like I got to watch from an outside perspective, the relationship that you and my dad got to build. And it was cool to watch, just kind of you grow. I know it's kind of weird coming from a younger kid, just watching you grow, but like you really did grow a lot while you were here. And it was one of those things that, you know, I probably won't forget, just like watching somebody come in and like being transformed while here. One point that I wanted to hit on was at the beginning, when you were kind of talking, you were saying that, you know, you had never really deep dived into a relationship with God. And then once you did, he started revealing himself to you. And then you kind of looked back on on your life before Christ, and you got to see like all the ways that he had shown himself. And I wanted to kind of talk about that just for a second, because it's so easy to be distracted by what's going on. For you, it might have been soccer. It was for me. And I was easily distracted by just like school and life and soccer. And I never really took the time to have that relationship. And then when I did and was like digging into the word constantly, God like really revealed himself to me, and like his goodness and his character and his faithfulness. And I was like really able to see that, especially over this past year. Rusty can attest to this. Just like seeing his faithfulness. And when you said that, it just really kind of resonated with me. And I was just like, man, like I felt that part of your story, and I just absolutely loved it. And so the encouragement that you brought there, that I would kind of relay, is like, man, if you haven't started just digging into the word daily, obviously, like our boy Vaughn just said, you're not going to be a saint, and you're going to probably miss days, and you're going to miss opportunities. And that's okay, because there's got to be a starting line. And I just love that. And Vaughn, like, seriously, the story that you just brought to the table, inspirational. It was, I just love it. Rusty, you got anything?
And I will also say, it's, first of all, I've got a massive smile on my face hearing that, to be honest, that you resonated with that story. You know, and it, not only was it amazing to be at Mississippi Bria, you know, I got to see you grow as well, Logan. as a kid as well, and everyone around me as well. So that's true, and I think that you are becoming such a good kid. To be honest, I was talking to you briefly over messages about, you know, your journey in life and where you're headed, and you're at some big steps of your life at the moment, where you have to make decisions, and I think it's awesome that you're making those decisions based on what you feel is right, and you're asking God for advice, which is awesome, to be honest. And I think if I could go back, I would have started asking him a lot of questions very, very much sooner.
Man, that's good. And like when I listen to you, you know, I just think about Logan and Luke too, and just their upbringing and growing up, not just in our family, but really being around the Bria family. And how much guys like you, because, I mean, you guys know, and I mean, I'm the same way. You know, your parents can only do so much. And at some point, you look at your parents and you go, yeah, I want to listen to somebody else, not them. and for Logan and Luke to just having grown up around guys, and for people to come through their lives and come along like you is... I mean, it's crucial for even like me as a parent, because you guys are being able to touch my kids and reach them in different ways that I never could. And so, I mean, you know, I mean it when I say that guys like Vaughn make a huge impact on my family.
Yeah.
And I know you did. Like you had a piece of my heart and my wife's heart, and we just...
I mean, she let you cook in her kitchen. I mean, that's pretty big time.
I was going to say, being able to cook Lamingtons for the whole team. Now, Lamingtons, for everyone, is an Australian kind of dessert. And when Miss Heather, oh God, when Miss Heather said that I could make Lamingtons for everyone, my face lit up and I was so happy. And it's that kind of environment that you really want to be a part of, you know?
Well, I know one thing. When she gets home today and we tell her that you're going to play for Little Rock, it's probably going to break her heart.
Yeah, she might cry.
I will say this. I didn't even know that because, I mean, as you know, I don't get involved really even in our recruiting. And so I kind of don't know who's coming most of the time until they get here, and then that they just become my family. But one of the things that I do think is really cool, and I do mean this, I think it's great that you're going and getting another experience somewhere else. Yeah. And not only that, but you get to take a piece of us with you and the things that you learned and how you grew. And, you know, I mean, we say this all the time, but we really do mean it. People that play for us are always our family.
Yeah.
That's never going to change. So I do have this. I do have one more question, and then Logan might ask you a few, like, random kind of soccer questions, but Logan's got one. Yeah, go ahead.
To your point, that's why I love the Briaverse, is that it's not just applied to you when you're here. Let Your Light Shine Before Men is literally everywhere you go, whether it's Mississippi or Little Rock. Sadly, it's gonna be a test and a trial to be able to take what you learned over the past year and then apply that to a completely different environment. And I'm excited for you. I really am.
Yeah, that's good. So tell us what are the goals and the aspirations after? I know you've got a plan for the summer. What are you looking towards after that?
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, it all started, to be honest, at the start of this year. My idea was never, you know, and this is where you go back and you have to really trust God's timing. You know, I think when I look back, I mean, the human body itself is always in a rush. And I actually saw this quote the other day there. The human clock is always in a rush, but God's clock is always on time. And I saw this quote and I thought, wow, that's actually so true, because it's been a challenging few months. I was in contact with a lot of USL 1 clubs, USL Championship, and things were going well. But as any international knows, there's a lot of difficulties with the visa situation and just, you know, with 7 international spots on a roster, it can prove to be very difficult. So things were looking really good until they weren't. And I got to a point in my life where I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I have dreams and aspirations of playing professionally. And things were looking so bright for me. What have I got now? And Little Rock popped up as an opportunity. And obviously at that time I was like, This is going to be, you know, a great opportunity for myself, because as long as I'm playing, I have the ability to go to the next level, and that's always the goal. So it's an opportunity to keep playing, especially in America, and see where those opportunities can take me. But yeah, man, it's challenging, and it's hard in the moment, and this is where my faith is challenged on a daily basis. When you start to rush things and want things now, and think that you're ready for something. But you have to just remember that God's got a plan and God's got a path. And, when you're ready, God will allow things to happen. And I can only hope but at the end of the day, it's all up to Him, and I just have to trust Him. And that's what I'm learning to do, and building on every single day. So, yeah, in terms of the aspirations, Rusty, still looking to play professionally and looking for that opportunity, one that hopefully goes through this time. Really, really hoping on that.
That's good. And you know, I mean, obviously, anything that we can do to help you along with that journey, would love to be a part of that and help out however we can. So as we get close to time to wrap up, I have one random question for you. All right. The random question is it Uno or you know?
Oh, the amount of debates I've had about this since that day is crazy. It's you know.
No, it is not. Vaughn. Vaughn, it's just I've not. Come home.
I love it. I love
I've come home and asked all my friends these questions. I've asked my girlfriend's American, so she's you know, gone against me. She's on your side with this, but, you know, I've asked. My dad really let me down that day. Hey,
He sure did. We're sitting around the table. Oh, we're sitting around the table, and Vaughn goes,
said something about you know, and we were like,
you guys want to play you know? And we're like, what are you on about? And then we finally realized that he is, in fact, talking about Uno. And then he's like, I'll call my dad right now. And we're like, do it, do it. His dad answered in the car. He's like, what do you want? He's like, Dad, is it Uno or you know?
and he says, Uno. Oh man, such a great moment of the summer.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
There were so many of those situations, honestly, over the summer. There's so many little moments of that summer where I look back and I think, oh God, that was great, you know. Even arm wrestling our friend that we had dinner with,
oh,
you know.
Yes, bro. Oh my goodness. Oh, the cookie.
Yeah. Oh. That was good. That was good. Good times.
That was
good.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, man, you're always going to be a part of this family, and now I'm really excited because I didn't know where you were, and now I know I'm going to get to see you. I think 3 times this summer. So
ooh, that's a lot.
Pretty excited awesome. About that, and looking forward to it. So, hey, so we're going to wrap up here, and we are so grateful for Vaughn and his friendship, and just what he means to our family. Thanks so much for being on our call here today. And for those of you listening, I hope that just his story has been inspirational for you guys as you learn to intersect faith and football. And we'll be back next week with another great episode. We'll see you then.